That is superstar DJ Steve Aoki teaming up with Lewis Tomlinson for Just Hold On here on Live 89.5. And welcome to the Drive programme. This is Drive here on Live 89.5, brought to you by The Village Coconut Island. And I've got someone super special in the hot seat today in the studio. I'm joined in the studio with none other than executive chef from Cata Rocks, Laia Pons. How are you doing?
Pretty good, thank you.
Welcome. Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien.
Very nice of you to join us. Now, we'll get to the crunch of what we're really going to be talking about in a while, but for anyone out there, Laia, who's not been to Cata Rocks yet and hasn't heard of you yet, can we get a bit of background? Where are you from and what's your story that got you to here, to Phuket?
Sure. I'm from Barcelona.
Amazing
from Spain.
Place.
And I came here to Phuket in August 2015, so a year and a half, more or less.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you were saying where you came from, which is a little bit different to Phuket.
Yeah, very different.
Where was that?
From China, from Beijing.
Oh, wow, so slightly different. And you were there for 8 years?
Almost nine, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy time. And before that, I mean, I've read some of your background from the website from Cata Rocks, brought to you by Infinite Luxury. You've had quite a superstar sort of style of the food world, in the world of cuisine. What about places you've worked before as well?
We're working different kind of hotels, in Michelin star restaurants, in Barcelona, in Paris, in China, and now here in Thailand.
Yeah, so you snapped up and now residing at Cata Rocks. We were saying as well before, it's probably one of the most beautiful places in the world that you could
yes.
work as well. And we were saying, so do you ever make your friends jealous by on social networking sites posting?
Sure. I send them photos quite often.
Like, here's my day at work. Everyone's yeah. like, stop that, Laia, that's horrible, stop it. Okay, so that's really cool. And what's going on with Cata Rocks at the moment? So what if anyone hasn't been to Cata Rocks, why should they go food-wise?
Well, we are very busy. Always we have a lot of events like our culinary cinema, brunch, dinners, and next Saturday the burger.
Yeah, this is it. Incredible. Let's talk a little bit quickly about the, because your brunches are incredible. I've experienced them from experience I've had firsthand. Very nice food. Obviously one of the most beautiful settings in the world to eat and dine in this amazing environment. The culinary cinema, I'm very interested in. Tell us about that, because you're obviously heavily involved with that side.
Yeah, it's well cool experience. So we once a month we choose a movie, and then I create like a surprise mystery boxes with some food and some drinks that it's matched with the movie. So during the movie there is a moment that on small screen will appear one number, and then each box has their own number, then you have to open and eat or drink, and it's related to the movie on the scene.
Brilliant.
What is happening.
So how do you do that? Do you sort of like watch through the movie and decide when at times? Because obviously it will relate. It's like an interactive experience, isn't it? So
yeah.
So is it like if they're eating something on in the film, mm-hmm. then you prepare that kind of food?
Yeah, or maybe specific smell on the movie, I create a food with that kind of smell or spicy. Or
excellent. Yeah. And what's been your favorite movie so far to work on?
Well, I love it. The last one that we did, Pulp Fiction.
Ah, oh, brilliant. Okay, that's a great movie. So what kind of things were going on there? Because obviously you've got the what was it, the double whopper with cheese?
Yes, we did the burger, and then we had also
like Royale with cheese, isn't it? It's the, do you know what they call it? Royale with cheese,
because
the metrics is, that's
yes,
it.
Yes.
Okay, and what else was on there?
Because on the movie there is a lot of powders involved, and then when we did the sugar crumble in small.
Okay, brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, what a brilliant experience. And the next one, are you working on the next one already? The next movie?
The next movie is going to be Ratatouille.
Oh, Ratatouille, the animation.
Yeah, there is a lot of food
That is just foodtastic all the way through. Because that's it. If anyone hasn't seen it, oh, well, I shouldn't give it away because I might be spoiling it there. But it's about a rat that has an obsession with food and has a great style as a chef, basically. Yeah. So it's something you can relate to there as well. So fantastic. Also, yeah, of course, the big award's been given last year. You were actually the creator, and we're going to go on to what's happening on Saturday, this Saturday the 25th. And this was last year, just under a year ago now, you were awarded Phuket's best burger.
Yes.
So how did that feel, winning?
Good. It was a very fun event. We enjoyed it very much. So this year we're going to do the same burger, actually. We will not change any ingredient because people like it, people love it. So we're going to do the same one.
That's it. Well, the old saying goes, if it isn't broken, don't try and fix it. And I think that's the thing. If you've got a winning formula, stick with it. It was an incredibly fun day, wasn't it, last year?
Yeah.
And a lot of people taking part, a lot of people attending as well, so hoping for the same reaction this year, and I'm sure everyone's invited, it's free to attend. Is there any other restaurants or resorts that you kind of thinking maybe come close? Because the first year it was Zana Beach Club who won it, they were very proud, and they came third last year.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else who you're thinking maybe they could take the crown, or are you confident?
Well, I don't know. There is many nice burgers. Last year, I liked it very much. The one from Novotel with foie gras.
Ah, wow. Nice. Okay, a little bit of sort of styling it up with the very sort of the required taste of foie gras.
Yes, yes.
And there was also the JW Marriott. They had the turtle bun.
Yes,
they had the bun that was shaped like
correct.
A turtle. But I think that awarded the best looking burger because of the style.
Very nice stand as well. Yeah.
And also the frying kiwi came second last year, and they also came second the year before. So they're sort of ones to watch, but I'm sure that you're very excited and you're going to bring out the best burger again. I wish you the best of luck with
that. Thank you very much.
I'm sure it's going to be. It's kind of. Are you feeling any pressure, or are you just really sort of excited?
We enjoyed. We enjoyed the event and let the guests and the people try our burger. So we're happy, very happy to enjoy and participate in that.
Brilliant. Well, Leia, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us about
this.
It's an amazing place, Kata Rocks. I always enjoy when we go up there, and like I said, it must be like a really tough place to work when you're sort of making your friends jealous. And also, you've got your parents around at the moment.
Yes, they're on holidays,
and
for 3 weeks.
And have they come up to Kata Rocks?
Yeah, they will. They will also came for the competition. They want to see the burgers and taste all the burgers.
Oh, brilliant. They're excited as well. Well, I hope they're having a fantastic time, and I wish them a lot of luck. Well, Laia Pons, the executive chef at Kata Rocks, thank you very much. I wish you the best of luck for the competition and for the rest of your time of you working at Kata Rocks. I'm sure you're going to have a great time. So thank you for coming in and talk to us. Mucho gracias.
De nada. A pleasure.
That is Laia Pons, the executive chef from Kata Rocks, talking about the Burger Festival and the beauty of working at Kata Rocks. Chocolina Cup.